sefer called Pisrei Shari Avoda, Shari Avoda from the Ben Yerno. Most people assume it's from the Ben Yerno. He says the introduction, the Pesach, into Shari Avoda. He starts with the Pesach Harishon. The first thing that person needs, the first gate, the first doorway into the person's Avoda. The Iker Avoda is about Kerbonet, the Iker of the Sefer is about Avoda's Hatfilah. He says, "The Pesach Harishon who sheyedo Adam ha'oved, the person who's an oved has to know erech atzma, his value. The person understand his value, what that is. V'yaker ma'alosu, he has to recognize his significance. U'malos avosav, the significance of his forefathers. U'gdulosam v'chashivusam v'chivosam etzel aver yisborach, their greatness and their significance." And the fact that they're loved by Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'yishtadol v'yishchazik tombit l'ham enatzma b'may lo ha'hi. A person, once he's aware of that, understanding his forebears, who they were, and who he is, he has a responsibility to constantly make an effort to place himself in that madrega. But he's not about tombit and to constantly act accordingly. B'chol yom b'yom yosef oimitz. Like this, malus umidus sheyiskar behem lebarei yidabekelov. Each day he grows further in this endeavor. Ve'yasa shelo yevoshu avoysav midrocha b'mimaisav. A person has to undertake that his forebears should not be embarrassed from his accomplishments. Kvikoychoy basagos yad according to his abilities. Ve'yetzli lo mizem ki kasher yisav ataiva. If a person has a desire, or he feels he has a right to do something which is not improper, he will be embarrassed from himself. It doesn't fit me. I'm something greater than that. It doesn't fit my office. They're greater than that. He should think and he'll say, "Adam gadol b'chashav kamoni, such a significant person." Sheesh become a milus tevis romas, and he says, "I have such gewaldige milus. Sheni ben gedolim ben malchei kedem. I'm a prince. Ech esa hara gedol hazois chadosi lelakim v'labes psychology. How could I sin against the Kodesh Baruch? Bim chalila v'chas lo yakim alos or malus avos. But if chas for shalom, a person does not recognize his significance and the significance of his avos." It will be much easier for him to go in his wayward ways. He will just reveal himself and act with his taiva. A person who is not embarrassed indicates that doesn't hold himself as significantly. Okay, a person has to know, always reach that value that he understands that he has. And then he continues on along these lines. So that is his Pesach Harishon. The beginning of the Sefer. Yeah, the Sefer is ascending the Chashivas of a person. One of the challenges we have, one of the midah ha'machur b'yoyser is gaiva. The Nefesh HaChaim writes that if all of the different midas roles are of a satuma, gaiva is the avia boy satuma. It's like the source of all of the tuma. It's mamash. It's the avia boy. It's the greatest source of tuma is gaiva. And then the Ben Yerno is telling me that the mamash, the Pesach Harishon, the person has to understand who he is, that the chashivas of who he is, who his fathers were, his grandfathers were, says me, man zaydis given as amal zaydis, what says, you know, Balgaibayu, I'm a chuyif to say that. Right? The Ben Yerno tells him a chuyif to say that, I'm a chuyif to constantly walk around with this understanding of who I am, of the chashivas of who I am. At the same time, gaiva is a terrible thing. So there's a misunderstanding on the concept of gaiva. Chabad Lubavitch has come out the exact same conversation. Chabad Lubavitch has a whole shar on the meat of a nivus, called the shar akaniya. Person who's machniya himself, lowers himself in front of others. He's not a balgaiva. That's his name for a nivus. So he says, I want you to understand something. A person, this is what he writes at the beginning of the beginning of the shar, so he defines what it is. Right away at the beginning of the second parak in the shar. It's the sixth shar in the Sefer Chavos Levavos. So right in the second parak, right away, immediately he says, a person who is machni himself, without recognizing who he is, that's like a behemoth being machni itself. That's not a nivus. It's a behemoth. Puts it, takes a yoke, because I'm a behemoth. You know, what am I? I'm a nobody. I'm a nothing. So yeah, of course. So I submit to my master. That's not kaniya. That's not what we're talking about. There's nothing which you can say good about that. There's no mila to such an approach. It's b'chal not a mila. Such an understanding that what am I? I'm a nobody. If my name is Rabbi Twersky, I would tell you that we're making an argument for healthy self-esteem. And low self-esteem is a terrible thing. I think that's, he'll probably tell you that this is the Rebbeinu Yoina and the Chavos Levavos in modern terms. You have to understand what it means. We are a unique gift that the Russian puts into this world. Our mothers know that, right? Right? And we have to believe our mothers, that our mothers are right. Our mothers got it right. Revolva has an interesting point. He says that you learned in the first chelik, he has his mikhtovim. So the one mikhtov is about the mida of kina. So he says that the son of kina is rekabat salmas kina. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. He says the withering of the bones. Kina is withers a person's bones. It's a terrible thing. He says, what does it mean? The word atzamas means atzmi. It means the definition of the person. His etzim. A person who sees nothing in his etzim. He sees nothing there. Rekabat salmas. So he's jealous. He's jealous over the place. I wish I was him. I wish I was him. I wish I was that. Because he doesn't see anything in himself. He says, it's a very common issue. So you put a bakar in yeshiva. Yeshiva is a place which is about striving and accomplishing and growing. And you put them together with the same people 24/7, months after months. So it's going to be very common that you're going to notice this guy's a bigger matzor, this guy's some more outgoing, this guy's more geschmack, and this guy's smarter, and this guy, you start noticing everybody else's miles, and you lose sight of your own. As a person who doesn't live in a dorm situation, it's less of an issue. And I would add myself, if you live at home, so you have your mother to, you know, to go home to, like, you know. So that's a good thing, you know. But it's a fascinating thing. It's a fascinating thing that we see people which are quite well endowed with midos tovos, intellectually, and nimusim, and they don't see it. They don't see it themselves. They don't see it. So we look at Parshas Korach. We look at Korach and Korach. You know, if you want to see that what was the set of Korach? Yisrael was a Korach. His problem was Gaiva. Korach was Hesest. You know, I see in the future, I see Shmuel and Novi coming out of me, which was equal to Moshe and Aaron. It's pretty choshev. Shmuel is equal to Moshe and Aaron. Right? So Shmuel is the common. It's bigger than both of them because he's equal to both of them together. Moshe, right? Is right? Moshe Aaron b'char, no Shmuel b'char. Shmuel is equal to Moshe and Aaron. So Shmuel comes from me. I should be quiet. So Chazal said his motivating factor was Guy. He saw an element of Guy. So he's a Guy. Guy was a Nishken Gutazach. And here we're saying that, you know, I don't know. But second issue which we need to clarify, just trying to clarify. I want to walk and move away from the word Guy, but the word Covet. So we grapple with the issue with the difference between gaiva and kavod. Gaiva is a person who's misgoya, a person in his heart he thinks that he's somebody special, right? He's deserving of praise, etc. Because of, what is kavod? Kavod is the act to seek out from others, the act to seek out from others the recognition of that fact. So it seems to be pretty much tied one to the other, but we see clearly that the Baal HaAvoda look at the meat of kavod as independent from the mitzvah of gaiva. So I would suggest to you that the mitzvah of kavod, the mitzvah of bakashas of kavod, many times comes from a person who doesn't have healthy self-esteem. Kavod means that the item which over here is valuable. First explains that very much. That the word kavod is from the word kavod. It's weighty. We mentioned this idea before. The gravity of the issue, the seriousness of the issue. So it's weighty. We use the word weighty. It's kavod. It's heavy. You're a heavyweight person. Your gravitas. You know, we use all these words. Those are the exact same words we use in Lashon Kodesh. It's kavod. There's a weighty thing here. There's a weighty item here. There's a weighty person here. Everybody has to know that they have value. Rukhatsko Levenstein, Mashkech, and Sofia Mavis Mashkech, and Ponyevich, says every person needs a spoonful of kavod every day. So you need it, you know, together with your Cheerios for breakfast, your Wheaties for breakfast, you need a spoonful of kavod. You don't need a spoonful of sugar, you need a spoonful of kavod. Person, you have to know that you're an important person. Well, you have to know that you're here for a reason. Otherwise, like, why am I here? It's so demoralizing. So from that vantage point, so what's the problem? It's a person in itself. I know that I'm important, and I have a value to. A person who doesn't have health esteem says, so I don't feel I have a value. But if you tell me I have value, I feel good about it. So, Tarsus of Rome writes a fascinating thing. He says, Betzim, it's a miri, that a person who has Makashas HaKavod, he's an Ovid of a Zoranik. He bows down to the whole world, because he needs the whole world to tell it, give him something. He's bound in service to the whole world. I don't know whether you have this experience. Like, you know, you sit down on a bus, you know, and there's two kids in front, you know. You start doing something which looks a little bit, let's say, you know, out of the ordinary. You pull out, you want to daven, you want to learn, etc. The kids give you this weird look. It's like, you worry about what the kids think. You know, that's embarrassing. What do you care what this kid thinks about you? Like, why is it important to you? You're never going to see him again in your life. The guy's a third of your age, you know, at my stage of life. Like, what do I care what this kid thinks about me? That's low self-esteem. That's Bakashas HaKavod. I need him. This person I will never see again. He flits across. He's one of the 7.5 billion people in the world. I mean, and I'm a sugar to him. I care about what he thinks. So why? What's wrong with me? If I know what I am, I know my Hashiva, I don't need him. I know what I am. I know what I'm doing. Right? And from from that vantage point, I'm doing what's making. And what's the answer? We need to know we're valuable. And if we don't feel it inside ourselves, we have to get it from somewhere. Chazanish writes, and I'm going to be talking a fascinating thing. He says, Musa does not tell you not to seek kavod, because kavod is an intrinsic definition of what it means to be a human being. Musa tells you to know what true kavod is and know where to seek it. True kavod is from a kavod's border, and that's where you're supposed to seek it. Right? Person should have an erech atzmai. We need that. That's our breath of life. I'm here for a reason. I have a purpose. But why am I looking at you, the guy next to me, to define what that is? What does he have to do with me? What is his definition? Why is his definition binding on me? Like, rather, I seek. I know that. And that gives me the ability to go in the way I do what I have to do, whether it's embarrassing or not. Gaiva comes in when I turn around and say, well, since I have such value, I expect that I have a right to be praised for that. Not because I need it for my self-esteem. There's some other guy which the truth is always it's a low self-esteem issue. And that person starts working on his gaiva because, you know, I'm a nobody, I'm a garnish, you know, it's just going to destroy him because he has low self-esteem to start with. His problem isn't gaiva, his problem is low self-esteem. So learning Musar about how little he is and how lowly he is just going to make the problem worse. Right? But a person who truly understands this It's okay, so now, if I'm talking such a choshev guy, you know, I deserve the adulation of the world. At that point in time, that's a Geiber problem. The Bali Musa say the Machshava, so, I mean, you think about it. So what part of exactly of this is yours? Your brains? You made your brains yourself? The Bershom gave you your brains. Your strength, your beauty, your money? Like, what exactly are you being Mizgoyen? Which part is yours? So there was two of them came to the king, right? And they got free handouts from the king. One got a handout of 200, one got a handout of 100. So I'm more cautious than you, because I have 200. So it's a buddy, Shkoyach. Yeah, I know where you got it from. Because you're better? So I told you over a few weeks ago from the Machshava from one of the Machanchim. That or up, usually the person gets more, it's an indicative of that than the Neshama, is a weaker Neshama, so it needs more support. Right? The true strong Neshamas, which come to this Bria, talk have bigger challenges. So the guy who has it, he's got a nice family and a good looks, and he's very intelligent, and he's got all the going for him. He's a Neshama, which needs a lot of help. He's not going to make it in this world, you know, so easily. So Gemara says, okay, listen, you know, you got to give him a little extra, you know, give him a handicap. He goes to a golf game, so he says, you know, give him a handicap to start with, you know, right? So he gets somebody. We start him out in the foot race. So I start by the 100 by the zero line for the 100 meter. And this guy said about a 50, and I'll beat him anyway. Shkoyach, he put him at a 50. So Grace Gadula, he started up at the 50 yard line. I started by the zero. He started at 50. So he's better than me. I don't know, but he's to think of it, in fact, he's worse than me, if anything. Hirsch. There was a leaker from it. No, I'm sorry. He wrote a sefer on Mishlei. He wrote it instead of doing it by parak. He picked topics because Mishlei goes back and forth different things. He picked topics and then his malakas from different places in Mishlei where it talks about that topic, and he brought it together to. Brings it together. So in chapter 13, Perek Gimel, talks about the midah nova, humility and pride. The onov to whom our proverbs refer to is poles removed. It's all the way from the other opposite pole of the world, from the false modesty by which a person backs away from any action or activity for the welfare, rescue, or advancement of others, by affecting total insignificance and inadequacy, not venturing to say a loud word or take a step forward. That kind of modesty can be excused as most as impotence, but never can it be considered a virtue. The number which our scriptures praise goes hand in hand with the great most vigorous energy. Was not Moshe the greatest man of action, at the same time the greatest honor of the most selfless man on earth? In the highest selflessness lies the greatest power. Ultimately, neglect of duty is due to selfishness. Because of selfishness, we omit the good and commit the bad. Selfishness makes us shrink from the fulfillment of our life's task. But the honor with integrity has no trace of selfishness. His self-sacrifice is not obstructed by egotism. He's always ready to use the last spark of his energy, last fiber of his being, in the service of the good. He feels he has been granted life only for this purpose, to use every breath for the energetic fulfillment of the good, but never for his own good. His entire sojourn on this earth, regardless of the length of its duration, is true chayim, true living. When he's departed from this world, one may say of him, he was alive. And that's the pasuk, Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem, Oysher V'chavad V'chayim. In the footsteps, in the wake of Anova, true humility, the person comes to Yiras Hashem, Oysher V'chavad V'chayim. He was truly alive. Rabbi Chanan writes, says they one time asked Rabbi Chanan, I mean, the Chavad V'chayim was a tremendous Anov. So they asked the Rabbi Chanan, the Chofetz Chaim's Talmud. The Chofetz Chaim know who he was? I mean, that's a hard question, right? Like, the Chofetz Chaim was probably, you know, the person which was recognized by all different chugim of Klal Yisrael as the undisputed leader of Klal Yisrael. That takes a little guy, but to think that you're the leader of Klal Yisrael. So he says, I heard from the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim was an honor. He says, I heard from the Chofetz Chaim time and time again. He said that he has responsibility for the whole generation. He knew who he was. He knew that he carried the weight of the generation on his shoulders. He knew who he was. But he said, I'm not going to get Shekhar for that. That's just the Machayev. What's the Yeshikaya? The Nevis was, okay. So, I'm not a selfish person. I'm not thinking about myself. I'm thinking about others. I've given tremendous kayachas. That's not a Yeshikaya. That's a responsibility. The true Melech would be the person who takes his advantage of being the Melech and he serves the Am. That's what Melechus is. So the Melech isn't the Baal Gaiva. He's a Melech. He's a leader. And he's supposed to be the leader, but the same thing he recognizes that all that confers upon him is responsibility, responsibility, responsibility. It doesn't give me yesh or kayot. The second simon, I heard from one of my older members of the Karlal, tells, maybe we'll call him a Rebbe, he says, the Baal Gaiva, when he finishes his job that he accomplished, Does he sit there and bask in the praise, or just moves on to the next thing? He says the Baal Gaiva, you know, the goal was the praise. So he finishes, you know, writing the sefer. So Poshet, so he lets the whole know he wrote a sefer. I put on a sefer. Did you see my sefer? It's a good sefer. You know, the first one, not a Baal Gaiva, says, okay, so it's time to start the next one. You finish the first one, you know, good. So you say Shemach Adot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you make a Siyum, and you write the next, and immediately we start the next one. Shas the Siyum says, you know, say, I finished Bar Basra. You know how long until we finish Bar Basra? What's the difference? Why did I tell you how long until we finish Bar Basra? It took me only 3 days to finish Bar Basra. Again, you know. You say Siyum, and immediately you start the next one. That's saying, like, what was it? It was Gevaldik, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Uftu. But now what? What do you do with that? You go weiter. But the Baal Gaiva doesn't go weiter. He's stuck with the, like, you know, he has to sit there and bask in the praise and the accomplishment of what he accomplished. Because it's his accomplishment. Okay? Maybe it's his accomplishment. So, the Ali Shur, you know, we're going to get to Ali Shur at some point in time, of course. So, in Chelek Aleph, as much as he spoke about earlier, but in the sefer divided into four chalokim, four shorim. So in the four shorim, the third shahr is like the most difficult to understand what he's doing exactly. It's divided into three marochas. There's a maroch of das teira, maroch of das atzmenu, and maroch of das ketzois derochav. You have to know how the brashim acts. So in the Maroch of Das Ksois Terochav, which is the second Maroch, the third Shahr, in the first Perek, page Kuf Samaches, just you want to find it the easier way. Okay? Kol Adam Chayev L'Das Yeshu Chashivis. Every person has to know that he has a Chashivis. Lo Chashivis Meduma Shu Machshiv Atzma Batzma Machashiv Gai. Kefisha Mesisra Magdir Sa Gaiva. The Mishnah explains Gaiva is I'm a Chashiv Gai. I want to let you know that I'm a Chashiv Gai. Al Chashivas Balas Mashmos Amuka Vaf Mazazaz. You understand, the vow that you have is so powerful and so overwhelming. It's so deep. It should shake you to your core. Kaladam Adam Chayv Lemer Bishuli Nivra Ha'olam. It's Gemara in Sanhedrin. Klemer Chashav Aniv Ka'olam Molet. Lo Atar Es Atzim In Ha'olam Bavei Rachas. I am the equivalent of a whole world. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The definition of a human being, the definition of a Ben Yisrael, is the whole Bria was created just for him. We say the words, you know, we say the Musa Shmuz, you know, we pat ourselves back to the nice Musa Shmuz, you know, the guy for the Musa Shmuz. Like, what does those words mean? I, 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 I'm, We can be tofes what those words mean. We don't live like this. We have no. We don't have the kalim to live like that. Can you imagine the weight on my shoulders if I live like that? A person is sent. The two countries are at war, and one country is about. It's all over. They have one last chance, and they have a secret mission. They pick the most talented fellow in the whole country to go to a secret mission, to infiltrate into the other country, to blow up whatever. And if he does, their country survives. If not, the whole world rests on my shoulders. You know who I am? I'm the guy who the whole world rests on my shoulders. So if we would absorb that, our whole day would be different. I mean, it couldn't be possible. It would freeze us. You'd freeze. You're in the face of this tremendous responsibility, we freeze. Which is not the goal. The goal isn't to be frozen. Right? But after we unfreeze, we would sit there with this, like, every move I make is impacting the whole Bria. Mind-boggling. So, I mean, if we absorb a little bit, just a little bit, so it gives us, it's the noblesse oblige, the responsibility of nobility. You can't, when the person's the pilot of a plane, he has 700 people. Listen, I understand, but I'm not really in the mood of like looking at the dials right now. I'd rather be eating a chocolate bar. What does that mean, You got to watch the dials. You have responsibility for 700 people. The president says, I'm not in the mood, I'm not in the mood of dealing with, listen, everybody's side. Today, the buck's not going to stop here. Whatever happens, happens. So I'm not available. Remember, not available. You're the president. You have a choice in the matter. That's who you are. That's the defining element of who you are. That's the job. You don't like the job? Don't take the job. But once you're there, you have a choice in the matter. I don't want to be a pilot. I like eating chocolate bars instead of watching dials. Okay, so don't become a pilot. Okay, so I'd rather eat chocolate bars than learn. What does that mean? The whole world rests on your shoulders. I'd rather, take a schmooze. I'd rather not dive in this. I'd rather dive in a minion today. What does that mean? The whole world rests on your shoulders. It's not gaiva that you can walk out of this thing from. It's the tremendous responsibility of who you are. But I don't know. But that the goal is to understand the godness that is put in you. He brings the piece from the Chavis Lubavis. So what is Kaniya? What is true Hachno? Shetia Acha Ramimus HaNefesh. The person raises himself up. You're way beyond the animals. Way beyond the lowly people which are not acting proper. He knows what it's all about. And then that person has kinias nefesh shiprusi. He understands what that's b'chai of him. And therefore I just walk with an awe of my responsibility. That's the midah meshubachas. It's the awe of the responsibility. That's the midah of anivus. The awe of, I didn't ask for it. I didn't deserve it. It was given to me as a responsibility, and I have to live up to it. So all I feel is awe. And each person is different. Each person has his own chelik in that picture. And from that vantage point of his own chelik, the Ben Yehuda says he walks around constantly with that word, I can't embarrass myself. I can't let myself down. I can't let the world down. I can't let my parents down. I can't let the generation, my forebears down. It's embarrassing. If I'm not embarrassed, it's a riot. I don't know who I am. If I don't blush, it means I don't understand what I am. I'm embarrassed that I wasted my time. I'm a person who should waste my time. I'm beyond that. Sakara comes along and says, look at me. I deserve. You deserve? Who's about deserving anything? So it's what is deserving the issue. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm here for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael says, I'm ois. I don't deserve anything. I haven't touched anything from them. I never look. It's never a magnet drawing in. It's a focus outwards. I know what my chashivas is. I have a healthy self-esteem to understand what that is, which allows me to not waste my time worrying about what you think about me and to think about what I can do for you and what my responsibilities are with all of these wonderful things. Hashem gave me a matana. And that's all it is a matana. What am I supposed to do with that? That's the Anivus, and that's the Gavus Halev. That's the Reno Yonah's, the Erech Atzma that he's talking about. It's the most, in a certain sense, it's the most freeing moment. I don't need to focus on anything, focus inwards and define myself of anything that's outside of myself. And it's the most, the same moment is a moment of giving me tremendous achrayus for the bria, achrayus for my chaverim, achrayus for Klal Yisrael, achrayus. I have responsibilities. I have talents. With talents comes responsibilities, and I have to use them properly. Kirk didn't see properly. He didn't see that his children would do tshuva. And the godness of Shmuel is, what was Shmuel? Shmuel went, he didn't sit by himself, Chazal, so he went from city to city. Never took anything from anybody else, and he made himself available to serve Klal Yisrael. That was godless. Kirk, you saw it right. Shmuel got it. Shmuel comes from you. It means there was a root inside of you which was able to be makir. The definition of godless is service. The definition of godless is the awareness of that I dare not take anything for myself. Look, he didn't take anything. He stand there. What did I take anybody from? I took nothing from anybody, Shmuel said. I took nothing from anybody. And rather, I went and served Klal Yisrael. That's what Shmuel was to be like Moshe Aaron, because Shmuel understood that lesson. That Aaron says, they say, Nachnu Mo, what are we? We're nothing. Why are you looking? It's nothing about us. If you can think it's about us, I mean, you think about you. That's all you. So you say, well, if I think about me, but something he thought about him. So they can't even call him that it's not about themselves. The Moshe Rabbeinu was doing it selflessly. The selfish person can't believe there are selfless people. The selfless person sees selfless people. The selfish person sees selfish people. He's so far removed from the rule of selflessness that all he sees is selfishness. So Moshe Rabbeinu obviously did it because he wants to take advantage for himself. That's Korach. That's Korach's worldview. That mashu of that guy who led him to misunderstand what Moshe Rabbeinu was. And then he said, I can compete. The tikkun was Shmuel was able to compete because it wasn't a competition. That's our avoid. Our avoid is to the hair of the godless that we have, and to use that godless to raise ourselves up in the responsibility of Yigbalib Badarchi Hashem, raise us up to the responsibility which we have to ourselves, to our forebears, to Klal Yisrael, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to the Bria, to accomplish what we have to accomplish with our lives.